we are announcing that we are expediting that next tranche of funding, the $21 billion for disaster assistance. Number two, we also just signed an MOU with our National Association of Agriculture Leaders from the different states that are here. I already mentioned the states, to improve collaboration, coordination, and to ensure partnership with our friends in the agriculture community who are on the front lines. This country and our founding fathers built a constitution and a country that was not based on federal power or power centered in Washington, D.C., but instead was based on the states and the people, the government that is closest to the people, which is our 10th Amendment. So as our ag commissioners are here and by the incredible elected and appointed ag commissioners here from around the country, we are so excited to work in partnership with these ag commissioners and using the laboratories of democracy as we move to number three and look at doing a lot here at USDA. And that is finally, and just a week or two later this month, we will launch a significant plan that is aimed at ensuring smaller scale, family-owned farming operations are economically viable and give those who want to start a career the opportunity to do so in farming, but also those who are hoping to keep their families, their third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh generation farms viable and profitable and the ability to pass that along to their children and their children's children. And we really are gonna really spend a lot of time focusing on that moving forward here at USDA in President Trump's vision of returning power to the people and bringing a new era of prosperity to our rural communities and to our farmers and our ranchers. So those are our three quick top lines. We're also excited to share that today, almost 500,000 farmers across 49 states, let's repeat that number, almost 500,000 farmers across 49 states have received almost $8 billion in payments through the ECAP, the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, including some of the farmers in this room. We at USDA are reorienting the department to put farmers first and to improve our customer service. Gone are the days where the USDA focus was on diversity, equity, and inclusion and on the green climate agenda. And today we begin, well, 83 days ago, 100 days ago for President Trump, in reorienting the USDA and the entire government around putting Americans first and putting our farmers first here at USDA. To ensure total transparency, we update our portal every Monday as these payments are moving out and as we're making all of these changes. We're also announcing, as I mentioned, following several natural disasters that have deeply impacted farms and ranches across the country, that we are expediting that $21 billion in disaster assistance.